Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close-Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close-Up Television and Radio. Pleasure to have you here. Thanks for joining us. We have got an amazing guest that is joining us live from Toronto, Canada, and we're very excited to have her here, Andrea Zawoski of Your Best Life Coach. She and I were just having an amazing conversation about really about life and about a lot of the things that we've been experiencing in the last 12 months or so, and as well, her incredible background and love for what she does. She's extraordinary at what she does, and it's in her DNA, and it's obviously a true passion. The work that she does is quite amazing because it really lifts people and helps people and guides people, because it is our strengths that make us unique. Yet most personal development is focused on our weaknesses. This is where life coach Andrea Zawoski comes in. She really asserts that there is more to be learned from what's right with us than what is perceived as wrong. Her approach to coaching is based on the principles of positive psychology, which focuses on how to help people prosper and lead healthy, happy lives by truly building on one's strengths. Andrea is a certified applied positive psychology coach and founder of Your Best Life Coach, where she empowers her clients to enhance their lives personally and professionally by focusing on what's right. She says coaching is all about moving forward. When we're focused on what's right and how to move forward, we catch the wind in our sails to become more confident, more at ease, and energized. Indeed, you know, when we focus on our strengths and show up as our best self, it hardly matters what we're not good at. Positive psychology isn't prescriptive, it's descriptive. It says, let me give you the permission to be human. According to Andrea, even stress can be healthy. Her resilience training workshops actually teach clients the skills to redirect stress before it becomes distress. This is the lens through which she sees the world. This is her calling in life. She and I were just talking about that, that non-judgmental space for people to create new awareness and to gain perspective. She says we can really, you know, ask powerful questions to get people moving forward in their lives and achieve those goals that are so utterly important to them. Incredible work that she does. The website is yourbestlifecoach.ca. That's yourbestlifecoach.ca. At the end of the show, you can definitely hop on to the website, peruse it, check it out, and connect with Andrea. But we're going to connect with her now, live and direct from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, as our special guest for the next 30 minutes here with me on Close Up Radio. Andrea, thank you very much for joining us today. It's a real pleasure to have you here, and welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm so excited to share this with you.
I know we were having a tremendous conversation just before we went live, and it actually leads me beautifully as a segue to the first thing I wanted to ask you, and you and I were talking about this. This is work that is in your DNA. Obviously, you've been inspired along the way in your own life's journey. You've come to the understanding that in lifting others, mentoring others, consulting, guiding, coaching, empowering other people is something that comes naturally to you, something that you excel at, but something that you also truly love, right?
Absolutely. I, you know, as I was telling you earlier, for me, the gift of being able to add value to other people's lives, to somehow create a better quality of life for others, is such a gift for me. It's what I'm deeply passionate about, and I love to explore and be in service of others.
And that's what it's about, really, really is, being in service to others. Because it comes back at us tenfold, too, when we feed off the energy of others and give it back. It's really extraordinary. When you created Your Best Life Coach, which I think is a terrific name, because living your best life, living authentically, being you, not being just what the world tells you to be or what you should be, or, you know, sort of molds you being with sometimes self-limiting beliefs, living your best life. Tell us about the creation of Your Best Life Coach, the name, how you came up with the name, and some of the wonderful work that you do, Andrea.
Well, so the creation of Your Best Life Coach is actually, you know, over a 10-year span. It wasn't something that happened overnight. For me, I spent almost 20 years owning and operating a daycare, which was a huge gift to me. But I also knew that I needed to make a career change midlife. And what would that look like for me? And so to take the best parts of what I was doing and transfer them into a new career, I really got very invested in psychology, and particularly in positive psychology. It was amazing to me to discover this new field of psychology that focused on what was right with us. The importance of positive emotion and positive thinking. And that was a huge aha for me. You mean we're allowed to focus on what's right with us? I thought we always had to focus on what was wrong, like our mistakes, and sort of, you know, become better at that. It never occurred to me that we could focus on what was right with us. So that led me into almost a decade of studies into positive psychology and a master's degree, and then certification in applied positive psychology coaching, resiliency training, positive education, all of that. And so then where I landed was, how can I take all of this incredible information and share it with everyone I know? Because I felt it was such a gift to me, I want everyone to know what I know now. So coaching is a beautiful vehicle where I can work with clients and not teach them necessarily, but offer them the same insights that positive psychology offers for everyone.
I like that. That's really, that's what it's all about. Let's define a little bit more positive psychology. You almost would think, why wouldn't it be positive psychology? But there's really specific definitions of what positive psychology really is, right?
Yeah, so positive psychology is the scientific study of optimal human functioning. So where traditional models of health and wellness are really focused on disease and illness, positive psychology is focused on what's right with us. So, I mean, it's really, and you had mentioned this before, but positive psychology says that there is as much to be learned by what's right with us as there is to be learned by what's wrong with us, and that progress is made by focusing on competency and mastery, not by focusing on weakness. So when we talk about moving forward, right, we focus on the strengths. We focus on what's right. We have this incredible tendency as, you know, part of, you know, being human to focus on what's negative, to focus on our threats, on our challenges, on change. And, you know, it's like swirling around in circles, and we can't come out of it, right? It's really hard. It's really hard to read the label when you're stuck inside the jar. So coaching, and specifically positive psychology coaching, says, what's right with you? Let's focus on your strengths, your virtues, your gifts. How do you uniquely impact the world? What is your incredible ability to excel? Where are you there? And it kind of pulls us out of that spiraling cycle so that we can really look at what is the best of what's right now? Mm-hmm. What strength am I using right now? And how can I use that to propel me forward? So it's more about being positively drawn to your future rather than struggling and being dragged through it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's so important. That's so important. The best place to start, it is what you're good at, right? A lot of times we do focus on the weaknesses. And I think our societies in recent decades compound that by also comparing ourselves to what other people are doing. Social media sort of accelerated that too, everybody sort of watching what everybody else is doing and comparing and competing. When you do that, you get stuck in that void where you're not living you and what you really want to be doing and experiencing. So it's not really focusing on the strengths sometimes. We're always focusing on our weaknesses and how we're not like the other person or not accomplishing what the other person is doing. It's almost twofold a little bit, right? We focus on our weaknesses with self-limiting beliefs, but then compounding that, comparing ourselves to other people, which can really take us down the wrong road, right?
Oh, for sure. And, it's interesting because social comparison from an evolutionary perspective had a purpose. We were meant in social groups to look at our neighbor next to us, because if he was lighting a fire with two sticks and we weren't able to yet, we could learn from that, so that then we could light our own fire, right? Mm-hmm. There was a shared knowledge and social comparison that was really beneficial to the group as a whole. Now we tend to be using that social comparison to see what we're not good at, how someone is better mm-hmm. than we are, right? How can we be above mm-hmm. average if everyone else is above average? And then we start to pull ourselves down. And what we fail to realize right. sometimes is that the suffering that we're feeling is what we cause ourselves. And we can be so cruel to ourselves and say the most terrible things to ourselves, things that we wouldn't even say to someone we didn't like. And yet mm-hmm. this is how we beat ourselves up, right? And where those limiting beliefs come from. And when we stop that and when we take ourselves out of that and say, well, what am I good at? How can I do this better? Right? Or maybe it's a skill that you want to master that, and you're not as good as someone else. But instead of saying to yourself, I'm not good at that, I can't do that, I'll never get there, what would it look like to say to yourself, well, I haven't mastered this yet. That implies
yet.
Opportunity.
Right. Right. Right,
what
exactly.
What skills can I bring in to help myself do better at this? Where do my strengths mm-hmm. lie? Right, so positive psychology isn't a happyology that's saying erase all negative emotion, slap a happy face on, and be Pollyanna. That's not it. Positive psychology recognizes the importance of all human emotion. It all serves a purpose, sometimes to motivate us, sometimes mm-hmm. to get us to make amends with others, right? There's mm-hmm. a need for adversity in building resilience and being able to thrive. So while we all suffer, this is part of the shared common humanity. Positive psychology asks, how do we struggle well? How can we cope with stress better so that stress doesn't become distress? How can mm-hmm. we use our strengths to pull us forward?
Right. Right. And that's what's very important. That's the focus, the best place to start. You mentioned again, some of your journey towards becoming a life coach and discovering positive psychology and how effective it is and can be in this context. So much of success is also about things like inertia, momentum, the wind in your sails, as they say. Only our strengths can really build up that kind of energy, right, Andrea?
Right. Well, we have an analogy we use in positive psychology that I love of the sailboat. And the hull represents everything that could go wrong or might go wrong. And for sure, if you have a giant hole in your hull, you need to fix it or your boat's going to sink. But if you spend all of your time focused on what's wrong, what could go wrong, what might go wrong, you're not going anywhere either. You're just getting bounced around by the water. So positive psychology is about putting up the sails. It's about playing to your strengths. And when you have wind in your sails, you have forward movement, you have momentum, you have steerage. You can go anywhere you want to go. So when we play to our strengths, when we show up as the rock star and we know we've just nailed it, it hardly matters what you're not good at that point.
Yeah.
So positive psychology
right.
asks the questions like, how good could it be? How good should it be? And how far do you want to go?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So how do you guide people actually through this process, Andrea? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, it's different for every client, I think. But the real gift of coaching, I mean, when we talk about creating the safe, non-judgmental space, that sounds really abstract for people. But imagine you're talking to friends and family, and they're so invested in you and how you're feeling and your success that we all place judgment on the situation. We come up with advice to give. Here's what you should be doing. Here's what you need to do. Here's what you have to do. I have to relieve all your suffering, and here's how I'm going to do it by giving you all this great advice. And that doesn't necessarily work always, right? So the beauty of coaching, the magic of coaching, is to create that space where I'm not judging. I'm not judging your situation. I'm not judging how you handled it. I'm not telling you you should do this or you need to do this or you have to do this. I'm sitting with you, actively listening to what you're saying, to what you're not saying, to how you're feeling. And in that space, it gives people a deeper sense of trust so that they're able to explore their own situation at a deeper level and really look at, what are those limiting thoughts? What are those negative stories I'm telling myself all the time? And how is that serving me? Right? And then, so when I come in asking questions that are focused forward, that are focused on positivity, it opens the mind to think broader. It opens all possibilities rather than being stuck in just one way of thought. And I think that's the essence of coaching and how it pulls people forward.
And that's so important for people to move in that forward direction, because sometimes we can get so stuck in time and place that we don't take those steps to move forward. The coaching process really is a dialogue, isn't it? You get to actually talk about things instead of just thinking about them and letting them fester all day long and sort of procrastinating and putting them off. The dialogue is essential, isn't it, Andrea?
Absolutely. The conversation, I mean, it is a very natural conversation, just like you and I would be having. And when we ask questions, like, what strengths are you using? What is the best of right now? That can be really empowering for people when you identify and amplify and nurture everything that's right. It can be extremely empowering for people and exciting and really life-changing.
Absolutely. Who is a client that you feel you really helped? Obviously, you don't have to give the name, but maybe their story is so amazing. Others listening might be inspired or could even possibly relate to it. How did you help them, and what was the result, Andrea?
Oh, jeepers. You know, other people have asked me that question, and I have such a hard time answering it, Jim, because all my clients are special to me. And I feel like everyone walks away from the coaching experience with more than what they expected to. And it's relative to the individual. So what I can say is that often about 80% of our thoughts are negative, and half of them are not about what's happening in the moment. They are ruminating on the past and wanting it to be better than it was, or worried about what's going to happen in the future. And 85% of those worry thoughts never happen at all. And so I think that where I really help people, and all clients, not just one or two, is really by mirroring back what those thought patterns are, what those beliefs are. How are we getting in our own way? And that could be something like, you know, I had a client come to me who was making a major life change, and she was really concerned about whether that decision was going to be the right decision or not. And by really identifying those negative thoughts, those negative or limiting beliefs, as you pointed out, what it really came down to was, do I trust myself to make this decision? And if it doesn't go well, do I trust myself to handle it? And then that became what we worked on, not the decision itself, right? Some other clients might come to me to say, you know, I just need to feel more confident. And that might turn into, am I worthy, right? The confidence, lack of confidence is there because a lack of self-worth is there. And that might turn into a lack of self-compassion and social comparison. And then when we work on those things, the confidence is built without even trying, right? Or it could be, mm-hmm. I'm so stressed and I'm so angry and, you know, and I just want to have more equanimity. And then we find out that, you know, that stress and that the anger and the rage is from expectations of what you can control and what you can't control. And dealing with that then alleviates the stress, alleviates the emotion attached to it. So it's from every angle, what our suffering is relative to the individual. And yet everyone can work through those things to come out on the other side and feel better, feel more confident, feel more positivity, feel stronger and more alive and more in control.
And who wouldn't want any of that, right? Absolutely. That is the bottom line to it all. I mentioned that there's a difference between de-stress and stress. Some people think it's the same thing. Tell us about the difference.
Well, so as you mentioned before, I'd said that, you know, stress can be positive. It can help motivate us. It can wake us up and get us going. It can help us problem solve. Stress becomes distress when it becomes overwhelming, when I feel like I can't handle one more thing. and the body begins to shut down. The mind shuts down. So that's the difference between stress and distress, right? And it's interesting because the body actually reacts the same in many ways to stress as it does excitement. And so one of the tools that I know that positive education is starting to use with students writing exams is to tell themselves that, oh, that nervous feeling that you get before you write an exam, that's your body helping you rise to the challenge because you're now excited. And switching it, viewing it in that perspective, is helping students to do better on their exams.
Which is very important. I mean, that's the bottom line to it all. That's really what you want to have happen. I mean, it's all positive, what we're talking about here. Reframing things is really a part of this. Taking that negative idea and sort of flipping it to the positive. I can see why positive psychology is so effective in the coaching context, because it's a real marriage between the two, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I could give you another example of, you know, how perspective changing can really change our behavior as well. And that is, like, I had a client, a parent, who had come to me with what she felt was becoming a really serious issue with her child at school, and he was becoming the class clown. And it was changing the relationship between the teacher and the child and the teacher and the parent. And she was really quite concerned about working this out. And, you know, so after she told me the story, I said, well, it sounds to me like humor is one of your child's top strengths. And he's overusing that strength in this situation. And that really resonated with her because it was one of his top strengths, and they loved his sense of humor. And so then the discussion became, well, what other strengths does he have that he could put into place to empower him and mitigate the situation? And that was a huge aha moment for this client because she'd never looked at the situation coming from a strength-based parenting. And when she explored that with her son, he was all puffed up. Rather than feeling depressed and punished, he was proud of his strengths and was eager and challenged to use other strengths in the classroom as well. And when she spoke to the teacher using that same language, the teacher related to that child completely differently, as well as her other students. So what would it look like in the classroom if we looked at behavior issues as a child overusing or underusing strengths? And how can we build up other strengths?
And that's what it's about, absolutely, building up the strengths and going forward. And it's so obvious, like we said at the outset, that you really are destined for this work and why you love it so much. Coaching is all about moving forward and what's great about right now, what's working. And when we're focused on what's right and how to move forward, again, it's like I said in the beginning of the show, it's like catching that wind in our sails to become more confident and more at ease, more energized, and having hope and optimism and energy, which gives us the opportunity to propel us forward. And you do such a beautiful job, Andrea, in guiding people to that place in their lives so they can live their best life. I encourage folks to go to the website, as we mentioned earlier, www.yourbestlifecoach.ca. That's yourbestlifecoach.ca, to connect with our very special guest. She's an extraordinary life coach, Andrea Zawoski. Andrea, this was a pleasure having you on the show, and thoroughly engaging and relatable for sure for our audience. We'll get a chance to chat some more down the line. That would be a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
I would love that. Thanks so much, Jim.
You are very welcome. You take care and keep doing all the incredible work that you do. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.